There are certain foods that must be wrapped in wax paper or put into a plastic bag before you put them in the refrigerator. If you don't, the odor from these foods will permeate everything else. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, total depravity. In one way, that's what the doctrine of total depravity of man is all about. The doctrine does not teach that every man is as bad as he can get. It does not mean when men see a burning building, they all dance with glee at the prospect of seeing someone leap to their death or reading later of some people losing their lives in the fire. On the contrary, we've all read of accounts where men bravely risked their lives to save people who were unknown to them. Men and women who profess no relationship to God of any kind do loving and kind and humanitarian deeds all over the world. Nevertheless, the doctrine of total depravity is true. The Bible teaches that every area of life has been affected by sin. Ephesians 4:17-19 summarizes this truth. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Here Paul speaks of the vanity of their mind, and having the understanding darkened. The mind has been affected by sin. Not only has man been affected mentally, but also spiritually. He speaks of being alienated, cut off from the life of God. He is spiritually dead. The prophet Isaiah said, "Your sins have separated between you and your God." In addition, man has been affected morally. Their heart has been blinded, hardened by sin. His emotions have been affected as well. The phrase past feeling carries the idea of having become callous, devoid of all feeling, because it has stifled conscience and thus lost all sense of right and wrong. Therefore, it is natural that if sin has permeated the mental, spiritual, moral, and emotional state of man, his physical being has been affected as well. Paul says, they have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Here, physical depravity takes the form of lasciviousness, which, according to Jesus, has its root in the heart. The Standard College Dictionary defines lasciviousness as having or manifesting wanton desires, lustful. It carries the connotation of unbridled lust and outrageous and shameless acts. One is only to read the daily newspaper to see the confirmation of this in our present world. The Bible's solution to all this is found in the next four verses. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off, concerning the former manner of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Learn of Christ, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This, of course, is accomplished through daily fellowship and obedience to Christ, leaving the old ways and walking in the new life of Christ. May God bless you as you live in newness of life.